Welcome to Cinemondo with Kathy and Melanie from Perdaisy Reviews. It's goat life time.
It's goat life.
So this movie is getting a ton of buzz.
Oh my God. People are literally, when I was visiting Kerala, and then people were surprised. We'd be checking into a hotel and they were like, I'm like, oh, I've seen over 120 Malayalam films. And they're like, say what? And then I'm like, what are you looking forward to? And then they, a couple of people said this was the movie that they were most anticipating coming out. So it has, this is not like some big mass blockbuster or whatever. You know, you wouldn't, it's based on though a novel also called Goat Life. And I think it's based on some, you know, real stories. So people have been really anxiously anticipating it. Not only the fact that it's Prithviraj, who's one of the finest actors of Malayalam cinema.
So good. He's on fire lately. He's been in many great things.
Yeah, he can do romance. He can do action. This is like, you're totally like, when you hear the synopsis of what this movie's about, like, you're like, who's going to kick it out of the park like Prithviraj?
Nobody. I know. I know, exactly. And it's called Adu Jivitam. I'm probably not even saying that right, but I remember there was a great behind the scenes where they had the author of the book walking us through his thinking, how he wrote the book, and they'd show him on set. And it was so good. And it was so emotional, like how important it was that when he wrote the book and how emotional it was, and all the people on the filming were really invested in the book. So you can tell when something's kind of a labor of love. Yeah. And this is technically, I think, considered like kind of an art film because it's, you know, they're trying to shop at the festivals. It's got that kind of, you know, spiritual story that's kind of smaller. You know, it's not a big action grab. I mean, there's probably going to be some, but I love that this kind of a movie and a smaller kind of art house movie is getting all this attention. That's really refreshing.
I think it's Adu Jivitam and there was, of all places, a U.S. Hollywood website called Deadline Hollywood released the trailer, which was being shopped around to film festivals. So it wasn't the traditional Malayalam film kind of trailer.
Yeah.
And Prithviraj and the producers were crestfallen that the trailer had been released not the way they wanted it to be released. So the one that we're about to watch is what they really wanted Malayalam audiences to see. And because definitely if you're going more toward a film festival international audience, it would have a very different kind of a bent on the kind of trailer that you would show for a story like this. So, and not necessarily highlighting Prithviraj the star and whatever. I was completely gripped by that, but then I was I think they kind of threw up their hands and Prithviraj was like, fine, you know, it's out. But you know, kind of knew, like reacting to that, it's like this is not what the way they wanted this film to be introduced to regular theater going.
Even though technically, I feel like because it was kind of forbidden and they were like, it was kind of supposed to be a secret, that I think in a way it kind of created even more excitement.
It was like gasoline or rocket fuel.
The trailer was gorgeous. They didn't need to worry too much. And I think because it felt more like kind of a teaser. And it was, you know, like I said, it was shopped as an art house film. I think that helped it. And sometimes a leak like this can be beneficial. I get that you lose control of your assets and you want to control how you're rolling it out. But this has given this a long lead time. And so I think they should be not grateful, but I don't think it hurt them at all to have this trailer come out and then turn a spotlight on this movie that's coming out. And then everything after that, everybody was just like, here it's back, you know. So in a way they did them a service, but I do understand how they didn't like that, not having control over it, but it did not
also hurt. We're at kind of an anniversary date of lockdown for COVID in the US.
Yeah,
this is a film that was impacted. Part of the filming was done in Jordan. And the cast and crew were stranded in Jordan for 70 days because of the lockdown in that country for COVID. Wow. And I think they were finally evacuated by the Indian government, but had a huge impact on the movie because they were just stuck there. You know, they wanted to film certain scenes there, but not for 70 days, you know, to be stuck. So anyway, that's what I've been thinking about is the lockdown for in the U.S. is going to be, the anniversary is going to be next weekend. Just, and it's been on my mind. Well, definitely had a big impact on this film.
That's insane. Well, I almost got stranded. I was at a photo shoot in Vancouver when the whole thing went down. So that was when they were kind of even talking about letting people into the country. And I was kind of like, you know, it wouldn't have been a hardship to be in this nice hotel in Vancouver. I was not hating it. So it wouldn't have been so bad.
Had to pay for the hotel for yourself for months on end.
If I had to pay for myself, there could be problems. It'd be a much cheaper hotel.
Yeah.
But yeah, that you're right. That's very interesting that you think about that. But I wonder how, in a way, maybe that adds a little depth and like weird loneliness and strand, you know, that whole isolation idea this movie's about. Very excited to see this. The official trailer for The Goat Life. Okay, here we go.
अंदर से कोई बाहर ना जा सके अंदर से कोई बाहर ना जा सके
Oh, that's cool. Oh my god, so many goosebumps the whole time. My god, that was gorgeous. Holy shit, that was amazing.
Oh my god, the cinematography in this
art
is off the chain, next level. Oh my god.
Oh my god, who was the cinematographer? Like, whoever the cinematographer is, oh my god, give this man an art gallery or something.
Everything. Like those overhead shots of the groups of the goats, and then oh my god,
oh, those panoramics of like the skyline with the incredible skies and just the
I mean, it was making me think of Lawrence of Arabia and how just the environment of the desert was just so much of it was in like another character of the movie, and definitely that's what this is feeling like. Just stunning landscapes, but the way they shot them and like the trembling hand reaching up out of the darkness. Oh my gosh. Like
the reflection in the goat eye was so beautiful. My God.
Or was it a camel? It almost looked like it could be a camel.
Oh, but it has to be a goat. It's goat life. It's the goat life.
If they're in the desert, there could be camels too.
Yeah, but that had to be a goat. I'm guessing a goat. You're right. It could be a camel, but I mean, it would be weird to have
like
a goat.
Pretty eyelashes. Camels
have pretty eyelashes. Okay. But I also like it's this beautiful art house. You see, like he's isolated. He's kind of hallucinatory. He's losing his mind a little bit, and then they have this epic Dune 2 looking at the end. It's like what? Where the sandworms are coming? Ah! So that was, you know, I love that.
I mean, Prithviraj obviously went through it for this role. Like, I mean, I don't know if he lost weight or whatever, but he just, it's epic. And he looks incredible. Like, this is definitely going to be a role of a lifetime for him. I'm sure he's probably one of the producers of the film as well.
Has to be.
But, wow, right? Like, just, you know, if you were the writer of this book, who else would you want to do this, right? Like, I mean, Mohammal's too old, right? Like, I mean, so Prithviraj is your guy.
Fahad Fossil. And I mean, just saying.
Okay.
No, but I love this because I feel like this is an actor who's really stretching. He's really trying to do a lot of different things. And I feel like since you can't really predict what he'll do next, I think it's really smart for him to do something like this. And he looks so haunted. like you said, did he lose weight? Like, he's so gaunt. There's some things that just are not hair and makeup. Like, this guy was in it. I feel like he probably camped out and spent nights out in the desert. You know, he's probably in a nice hotel. But it seems like he did. You know,
right.
Like,
but you think about, especially because, like I said, I've just been in Kerala. It's green. It's lush. It's wet. There's all of the backwaters. There's all these lakes. Right. Or you're up in the mountains and everything is super green and you have the tea plantations. So when we have that one scene of him in the water, like, especially someone from Kerala, I mean, because this is not like Rajasthan or something like that, where it's a desert, okay? Like, you have someone coming from one of the wettest places in India, one of the most green, the most lush, and then to be stuck in this desert environment, which is just the complete opposite, and you're literally a fish out of water that you don't even know how to survive in an environment like this when you've always been surrounded by water. That's so true. I love that scene of him just floating in the water, and he's probably dreaming about, you know, those days, like, how did I take all of this water for granted when I'm now dying of thirst, right?
It's true. And I love how they included that in the trailer. It's like you get like a little sip. Like, you're also parched watching it. Like, you're watching it like, and then when they have this, that little bit with the woman and they're laying and it's peaceful and beautiful. And then you have them in the water and her, you're like, oh, thank God. I got some little sip of water there while I was watching that. It's like, and I love the contrast. Cause it's like, this isn't just going to be a pure like ordeal. You know, it's also about like the dreams in your life and, you know, yearning. And so I think, you know, having that little bit of thing probably keeping him grounded is really important. So I love that they had that in there, because they could have just had it be the literal he's out in the desert, lost the whole thing, and not shown the fantasy. But I like that they showed that. It was really refreshing, and I needed that watching that. That was gorgeous. Oh my God. Ugh, I cannot wait.
So there were not subtitles. So the, you know, parts that were spoken in Malayalam or whatever were not, but I don't think we really needed it, because they had all of those interval cards that were in English and that were, I mean, what an incredible team also that is. A.R. Rahman music, are you kidding me? Like, can you imagine how epic that's going to be? We just got a small, tiny taste of that. Like, I'm just waiting for how epic the soundtrack is going to be as well.
Gorgeous. Cannot wait. This movie has done nothing but impress from day one. Like, even that trailer that everyone's upset about was still like, holy shit, this movie looks amazing. This is way more polished, but I still feel like you still got the vibe of like, this is a very important film coming out. And I love it.
So we've got less than 3 weeks now until this movie comes out. It comes out now on the 28th. Right. So every viewer, cross your fingers and your toes that this does play in theaters in the U.S. because, oh my God, I want...
And not just 100 miles away from me.
Okay, because also being how gorgeous this cinematography is, I want to see it on a big screen. And that
I
is,
do too.
Okay, yes, I have a 65-inch TV, but come on, I want to see it in a theater.
But I want to see in the theater with all the sound and the IMAX and projection and the whole thing. I mean, the theater experience is just so profoundly great. And the TV is comfortable and easy. And I get why I still love that too. But there is something really special about theaters, and I want to support them. So please bring this movie to a theater. I just want to see
This poster is adorable. But I mean, it's poster. Like, you have him haunted and looking more ragged than any goat that he's so
good. He looks a little goat-like in this. Yes, exactly. And I love that he's surrounded.
Sounds like a goat.
And they're all looking at him like, you'll be okay. It's okay. He's going to be okay. I love that though, but everything's
kind of... That is great. And I love how the eye and the life... Okay, so first of all, look... This is really cool. Look at how the letters... go from fat to skinny.
Right. They're slimming down.
And then we show him
running.
His silhouette trying to struggling through the desert sand.
It's really nice.
That is epic.
It's so good. Font. Beautiful logo design, you guys. That's hard.
Logo design is awesome.
And so every awesome. Breath is a battle, copy line. Boy, ain't it the damn truth, especially when there's a bunch of goats.
I just love the color of this poster. Like, everything is desert colored.
Yeah, right? It's like the whole trailer. Like, that's why the
whole of the goats, his skin, everything is like colors warm. Of the desert.
Yeah, dry and warm. Everything.
And it's not like a blue sand. Sky. It's like sandstorm coming from the sky.
Ooh, so cool. Love it.
Really epic. Really so epic.
Good. All right. Good job on everything. The movie looks fantastic. The trailers are fantastic. The posters. We cannot say enough good things about this. So very excited about this movie. Let us know your thoughts in the comments. And what did we miss by the some of the dialogue? If you guys can give us a few lines, it would be great. If we, you know, it'd be great to know that. And be sure and check out both our channels for Daisy Reviews and Armando. We're back and forth all the time. And make sure you click the bell because you want to catch everything. All right. Catch you guys later. Bye.